Today's discussion will be the first of a two-part discussion of the obligation to have a mechitza in shul. Today we will be discussing the background and whether you're allowed to daven in a shul that does not have a proper mechitza. And Bez Hashem, next time we'll be discussing the height of a mechitza and whether a glass mechitza works and the balcony and that whole discussion. Before we begin, once again, this should not be relied upon for halachic psak. And a rav should be consulted. So the source for a mechitza in shul is not found in the Gemara, but most authorities point to that the source for the mechitza in shul is actually found from something that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. With the Gemara, it's a Mishnah in Sukkah, Daf Nun Aleph. The Mishnah tells us that during the Yom Tov of Sukkos, they built a balcony in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Braisa explains exactly the process for this. Tanur Rabbanan, Berishayna originally, Hayim Nashim Mibifnim, women were inside the Ezros Nashim, V'anashim Mibichutz, and the men outside were celebrating the Simchas Beis HaShoeva outside of the Beis HaMikdash. V'hayubayim L'day Kalas Rosh, but this is not a good situation because it led to promiscuity. Hiskinu Shi'anashim Yoishros Mibichutz, V'anashim Mibifnim. So they reversed it. They had it, the women to stand on the outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and the men to stand the Ezros Nashim, V'adayin Hayubayim L'day Kalas Rosh, this still didn't work. Hiskinu, therefore they were metak. And they instituted Shi'anashim Yoishros Milamala, V'anashim Milamata. They instituted that the women will be on a balcony above, and the men will be dancing below. The Gemara discusses how are they allowed to do this. Does it not say in the pasuk Hakol Biksav Miyad Hashem Alei Heskel that you weren't allowed to add to the Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash had to be built exactly the way the Navi described it. And the Gemara says that they found the pasuk. The pasuk describes at the end of days there will be a funeral service for the Malach HaMaves, for the Yitzhara. And it says in the pasuk that the men will be separated from the women. So they learned a kavachomer. If there needs a separation between the sexes during the times of a funeral, and especially then when there's no yitzhara, kavachomer ben benosha kavachomer during the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Gemara tells us. So we see from this Gemara that there was an obligation to separate men and women because the situation of keeping them together was not appropriate. And that was the situation during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Rav Moshe Feinstein explains in Tshuvas Igros Moshe Chelek Aleph Simen Lamed Tes that this obligation to build a mechitza was biblical in nature. Because if it was only rabbinic, they wouldn't be allowed to add to the Beis HaMikdash for a rabbinic enactment, and therefore it was biblical. So most achronim point to the obligation to have mechitzas in shul, that we learn it out from the mechitza, from the separation that was created in the Beis HaMikdash. The Chasam Sofer in Tshuvas Chayshem Mishpat Simen Kuf Tzadi writes that the mekar for the chi of binyan mechitza beBeis HaKnesses nilman mihatakana beBeis HaMikdash, that it was learned out from the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal in Sefer Oysef Chedushei Torah Simen Lametes writes an unbelievable thing. He says Kal v'chaymer ben benoishel kal v'chaymer im beMikdash ha'isa kedushasa umayra gadol ma'od. If they needed to separate between men and women in the Beis HaMikdash, the holiest place on earth, and in a place that you would never think that there would be a promiscuity, they still needed to separate between the men and women. So too, even more so, kal v'chaymer, there needs to be a separation in shul, which obviously doesn't have the holiness of the Beis HaMikdash. And that's where Rav Aaron Kotler writes. So there's clearly the obligation to learn, to have a mechitza in shul, is obviously, the Chareinim point out, it's learned from the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Moshe Feinstein goes on to explain that he feels that the obligation to have a mechitza in shul is also biblical in nature, similar to that of the Beis HaMikdash. That's what he says. Yeah, he goes back and forth a little bit. At first he thought perhaps the Beis HaMikdash requires more of a mechitza because there's an obligation to have the Torah, Mikdash Etiro, you have to have special, Yerushamayim in the Beis HaMikdash, perhaps that's why they need a mechitza, but a shul would not require biblically. But he does say, except by davening, which would be biblical, but he says that he feels that in all situations there would be a biblical obligation to have a mechitza in shul. So we've seen that the makar to have a mechitza in shul is learned out from the Beis HaMikdash. So Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal continues in that essay, and he writes, Shemisha mispal b'li mechitza einam yoytzim al pidin b'hatfilas u'b'kriyashma v'akon nifsal v'nidchu l'chutz. He writes an unbelievable thing. He says that if you daven in a shul that does not have a mechitza, you are not yoytze your tefillah, and your kriyashma is pasul. V'gam shemes hakdoish ma'akol v'atol, and every bracha that you say in such an area is a bracha l'vatol, which is obviously a very harsh thing. I saw a similar notion in the Tshuvas Machane Chaim, Arachaim Chela Gimel Seif Simen Yud, that he writes the following: Toiv Shaloyla Hispal Afil Reish Hashanah V'yomek Kippurim B'tzibor Mela'amay B'mokim Kazeh Asher Anoshim Nirim V'an Isha Misaperes M'bayla. He said it's better to daven B'yechidus on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur than to daven in such a shul where men and women are able to speak to each other. Meaning, it doesn't have a proper mechitza. He ends off with a very sharp line. He says, "Vehiya mechitza, this mechitza, so-called mechitza, kitzara kol kach, that's so short, shechatzi guf shakol isha megula, that half the women, you know, when a woman stands up, it's up to her waist, va'isha misaperes in baila, and a woman are able to still talk to the men, who iser chomer, says the Machane Chaim, I don't want to call such a place a shul, because to have such a short mechitza, in my mind, it doesn't have the status of a shul. He says, I want to call it a meeting place between men and women, but it's not a shul. I saw a kol kore in the Kovetz Hapardes, Shana Chaf Hei Choveres Yud, in the second daf 22, it was page 22, it had a kol kore, sort of a proclamation that was signed by many, many big gedolim, including the Chafetz Chaim, the Rav Yisrael Meir, Rav Chaim Eizer Grudzinski, the Kovner Rav, Rav Kook Zatzal, and many others. And it said in those kol kore, I'll read you the following: Beis HaKnesses she'ein boi mechitza, einei Beis HaKnesses kosher. A shul that does not have a mechitza is not a kosher synagogue. Val pi hadin, usul espal shami, you're not allowed to pray there. Achir b'nei Yisrael hadarim b'shchuna she'em ba beis knesses kosher. And Jews that live in an area that do not have a kosher shul, meaning that they don't have a shul that has a kosher mechitza, mutav lehem l'sadeh minyan b'beis prati, better to try to get a minyan together in your house, im asher, v'im I asher hu adover, and if you can't get a minyan in your house, it's better to daven b'yichidus at home, and chas v'shalom not to daven in an area that doesn't have a mechitza. Very harsh, very sharp lines. And it's clear the Satmar Rebbe and Rav Aaron Cutler, both in letters printed in the Sefer Taharas Yom Tov Chelek Vav, they both add that even if there are no women in the shul, meaning these poskim we already listed from many, many poskim that you shouldn't daven in a shul that doesn't have a mechitza, one might assume that only means when there are men and women there present. Says Rav Aaron Cutler and the Satmar Rebbe, even if there are no women present, meaning you're davening in a wedding, you're at a wedding, and it's in a shul that doesn't have a proper mechitza, so afterwards all the women leave, you want to have a mincha there. Says Rav Aaron and says the Satmar Rebbe, you're not allowed to daven there even though there's no women there. And they add, Shahar b'gidoyle hador u'b'yichu chach me'ungaran u'maran hagoy nechassam sofer b'roysha mechviru afil likones b'beis haknesh she'en boi mechitza kol shekem l'sbal sham. They write that the Chassam Sofer and many other Rabbonim felt that you're not even allowed to enter a shul that doesn't have a mechitza, let alone to daven there. I actually found this, that it was a kol kore printed in the year Tafresh Chavav, that it had over 70 Ga'inim that signed such a letter, including the author of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the author of Devrei Chaim. It's printed in the Sefer Lev Ivri, Chelek Sheni, page 250, and it writes many psakim that was signed by such a gedolim. And number 9 of the psakim, it says the following: Asa la'asos mechitza hamevdelas bein ezros hanashim va'anashim, rak bo'yefen asher lo yechul l'stak l'anashim b'nashim, that the mechitza has to be in such a way that you won't see each other. We'll discuss later on in the next year whether that's considered accepted according to everybody. Rak yasu kenoheg mevei kedem, v'cheinim kvar nas, you're not allowed to enter such a shul. And Rav Moshe Stern, the Debatzina Rav, Echilik Dalet, Simen Kuf Mem Zayin, Ois Chav Tes, also writes, Gam Kishayin Isha Beis HaKnesses, there's a problem to daven in such a shul, even if there aren't women present. It's possible that the reason why they were so machmer is in order to, you know, they felt that this, they wanted to really make sure that people could daven in such a shul, so if it was sort of a macha, that they banned such davening in such an area. But it could be also based on something that Ramesha said in Igris Moshe Chilag Aleph Simen Lamed Aleph, that you're not allowed to daven in an area that was done for pritzus, meaning if an area is miyuchad for pritzus, if an area is used for promiscuity, you're not allowed to daven there. So it could be that they felt that such an area, shul doesn't have a problem with chitza, where people, men and women, gather together, it could be that it's considered a malkum for pritzus. All questions could be sent to avizakutinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.